Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
United Nations Human Rights Council reported negotiations over binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. The second report of the Intergovernmental Working Group of the United Nations Human Rights Council that is negotiating a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights violations was presented this Thursday in Geneva, Switzerland. Friends of the Earth International, member of the Global Campaign to Dismantle Corporate Power, and the Treaty Alliance, both pushing for the binding treaty, was in Geneva for the presentation of the report in the framework of a new session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. The International Federation also organized a side event together with other social organizations and networks. Real World Radio interviewed senior lawyer of the Center for the Environment and Development, Friends of the Earth Cameroon, Apolline Coagne, to know more about the expectations, positions, and concerns of Friends of the Earth International at this moment of the negotiation process. Coagne was present at the United Nations Human Rights Council session in Geneva and was one of the speakers at the side event on Wednesday.
So Real World Radio is with Apolline Coagne. He's a senior lawyer of the Center for the Environment and Development, Friends of the Earth Cameroon, part of the Friends of the Earth International delegation nowadays in Geneva, in a new session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Apolline, welcome now once again to Real World Radio.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
So, Apolline, today the Intergovernmental Working Group of the, which is negotiating the UN Treaty on Transnational Corporations on Human Rights, is presenting the second report to the new session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Is it okay? Can you explain us a bit more about what's happening today in Geneva, in the headquarters of the United Nations Human Rights Council?
Yes, the main thing concerning this session today was, as you said, the presentation of the report by the ambassador of Ecuador, who is the president of the working group. So it was interesting to have the report. The report was very explicit. It had the main points was arrived during the second session. The main important point for me was the fact that for the president, the chairperson rapporteur, we should have a draft of the text before the third session in October. So for us, it is very important. As from now, we have had the many discussions about the process. It is time now to go on the real point. Discuss the real point. And for us, it is good news to know that the Ecuador has enough material coming from all the parties, all the voluntary states, all the NGOs, to bring the first draft, the essential element, so that in October we discuss on concrete things. And for us, it's the first and very important thing.
Apolline, I wanted to ask you, what are the most important expectations? That Friends of the Earth International things that must be reached today in Geneva before ending this meeting and towards the official new round of negotiations in October, as you were saying?
I think, as member of the Treaty Alliance and the Global Campaign, we have 6 points which are essential for us. Just to summarize, one of the many key points the question of extraterritorial division. It is essential then that all states will have the capacity to control the multinationals everywhere they are working. It's important because now every state has human rights under a human rights obligation. The second important thing is that it's a question of access of justice. For us, it is a very, very important point, which is good that every community that the rights have been violated will have a judge who can sanction the violators. And for that, there is 2 things for us. The first one is giving an access to judge to every state where multinationals have interest or activity. And the second thing is an international tribunal. Until today, we have an international tribunal to judge head of state, to judge some individuals who violate human rights. What about companies? What about the CEO? It is essential for us to have something to do that. So for us, this is the key point, and this is what for us. So what for why we are fighting now.
Okay, Apollon, what could you tell us about the behavior or the participation of the official delegations of the countries until now? What have you been able to observe?
I think there's two movements. The first movement is that now we have some states who are trying to change their minds. It's not the best result, but things are moving forward. You know, in 2016, the European Union refused to attend the session. And last year, they attended the session, and they were here today. And we know that Malta Republic is going to do a statement on the behalf of the European Union. France is going to do a statement on the behalf of the group of states. And it's the same thing for Netherlands. That's the good thing. It is essential to have everyone around the table. We should discuss concrete things. I think it is, for me, since we are speaking about human rights, I think we should discuss. There is nothing possible without this discussion. So it's a good thing to have people around the table. The second important thing for me is that we have more and more communities involved. As I said before, the most essential thing is to keep in mind is that we are speaking about people's lives. It's not only a theory question. We are speaking about people who are destroying people who don't have anything because of the company's activity. And this essential is a key point to have them in the room around the table. And for me, it is a great thing that a Ecuadorian president needs everything to have this person in the room. And for me, I want to congratulate the chairperson on that. And one of the things, one of the reps is asking that the large consultation, there is large consultation, okay? Then you have to keep in mind that the treaty is focusing about human rights and the rights of communities. So the consultation, the treaty should have these key points to be essential. You don't have to listen some people coming around the table, why don't you give arguments only to go on another way. We should focus on the essential, and the essential is the rights of people, the rights of communities.
Apollon, you participated yesterday in a side event called Building a UN Treaty on Human Rights and Transnational Corporations, a way forward to stop corporate impunity. You were one of the people who spoke on the table. There were several speakers. It was organized by Corporate Accountability International, the Transnational Institute from the Netherlands, Friends of the Earth International, the Global Campaign to Dismantle Corporate Power and Stop Impunity, several organizations that made part of this side event. What can you tell us about the activity itself and what you spoke about there?
Yes, my intervention was because it was one of the things I want to say first is that I was very happy to have some ambassadors in the rooms, and it was a good thing. As I said, dialogue is very important thing. And my intervention was focused on what the treaty is important for communities. And there are two things. The first is that what actually exists didn't work. The voluntary principle didn't work. That's why you need a binding treaty. And I've seen this several examples from Cameroon, from Congo, from Gabon, from Colombia, from Guatemala to show that what exists is not effective, it is inefficient. And the second thing was to say, how a binding treaty will change things. It will change things just, for example, for three major points. The first point is that now we will not have, you know, if you have an obligation, which is voluntary, you are not forced to fulfill it. And it's essential for companies to have an obligation to respect human rights. The second thing is access to justice. It is important, it is essential that communities have an access to justice. We are speaking of companies who have a lot of money. And sometimes the community with whom we are working don't have money. So it is essential the treaty to allow them to have an access to justice. And the third and most important thing is the remedy. We need to have remedy. And for me, it is essential to keep in mind that we are speaking of people's lives. It's not just, as I said before, a theory question. It's not just a rhetoric question. For me, it is essential we should have effective remedy. And if you like, the abiding treaties, is important.
Okay, it was Apolle Nkoanye, senior lawyer of the Center for the Environment and Development, Friends of the Earth Cameroon, and as I said at the beginning, part of the delegation of Friends of the Earth International in Geneva today and yesterday. Also, Apolle, thank you very much. Is there anything else that you would like to underline before ending the interview?
The very last thing I want to say is that it is time to stop the discussion, the debate about the process. It is time to focus on how we can ensure the protection of human rights in business. And for that, we need to discuss. I don't know how some are afraid of the binding treaty. We should discuss on the content of the treaty, but I think on the principle that companies and their dirigeants cannot have more power than state. Today, if a head of state violates human rights, they can see him in front of ICC. What about companies? It is essential for us. So I think that we should focus on that. So we should stop the debate about the process and now focus on the content. This is for me the challenge of the next 6 months.
Thank you very much, Apolle.
Thank you very much for
watching. Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.